Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It is the breakfast huddle. Elliot Danka, Manisha Tank, and Ryan Huang with you. What a whirlwind week for Singapore Airlines, and we're not even at Friday yet.
Of course, all eyes were on them this weekend and over the week as they were set to take off on the inaugural flight to Hong Kong within the Singapore-Hong Kong travel bubble, which, of course, was set to be the first of its kind in the world.
And it was deflated, postponed less than 24 hours before takeoff due to the rising number of COVID-19 cases in Hong Kong. Yet, what's interesting is this hasn't stopped the stock from soaring over 10% this week.
In fact, by value, SIA was the most actively traded counter on the Singapore bourse yesterday morning. The bulk of its volume comes from large trades, with SIA stock climbing 8.4% on Tuesday and almost 4% yesterday.
So how does the stock go up when you start the week disappointingly? Good question. Let's find out. We'll get some expert analysis from Brendan Sobey, who is analyst and founder at Sobey Aviation. Brendan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking the time. So that is the question of the week, right? I mean, how is SIA stock pushing higher when you consider that travel bubble had to be deflated at the start of the week or even before the start of the week?
Well, first of all, the travel bubble wasn't going to have a major impact on SIA, at least not initially. We're talking about, you know, one flight a day, or actually even less than one flight a day for the first few weeks, 200 passengers in each direction. So not going to move the needle. But of course, it was symbolic. That was more the impact in that this was the first bubble of hopefully many. And now the question is will there be bubbles that follow this despite the setback? I still am hopeful that Singapore can move forward with other bubbles so that there won't be an overall setback in the movement to gradually reopen and resume safe travel in this managed way. But the real story actually is, you know, more long term.
Okay.
These bubbles are just short term. They're just basically trying to recover some traffic between now and when the pandemic ends, and the news about vaccinations and the liquidity improvement with SIA's, you know, successfully raising more capital. That's, I think, driving the good news.
Yeah, speaking of which, the bulk of the volume traded yesterday morning was from large trades, wasn't it? Each valued at more than $150,000. Is there any significance to this?
That's not unusual. Again, there was a lot of interest from institutions on the money they just raised through the bonds and I think there's some carry on from that. So basically, a lot of these kind of companies or investors were looking at SIA because of the money they were raising, and not everybody was able to participate in that. So they actually maybe perhaps purchased some stock as well. So just some general kind of positive feelings about SIA and the fact that, you know, that this crisis is not over, but, you know, with the light at the end of the tunnel perhaps is seen, and the stock price had slipped quite a lot since the rights issue. So a lot of the, you know, expectation was already built in, and now maybe the expectation is slightly better than it was in terms of the longer-term outlook, although it's still a difficult, challenging period, at least for the next year or two. But the longer-term outlook is relatively positive, and some analysts recommended a buy on the stock, which triggered this.
Okay, talking about long-term outlook, on Tuesday, SIA announced it successfully raised $500 million via private placement of new 10-year notes. The offer, initially launched at $300 million, was increased to $500 million following positive reactions from a select group of private investors. I mean, obviously, there is some kind of a strong confidence going on here. What do you think is the one attribute that goes to that confidence, Brendan?
It's the government support of SIA. I mean, that makes SIA basically risk-free compared to a lot of other airlines in this region or even other investments. So Singapore Airlines has gone through a challenging period, obviously, but the government has, you know, doubled down and you know, made sure that they're going to survive, and they continue to do that. So this is this represented a pretty safe investment, and the interest rate is relatively attractive in this environment. SIA had the option to do convertible bonds next year to raise additional liquidity, but that came at a much higher interest rate, higher yield rate. So their preference would be to pursue these kinds of initiatives to raise money because it's at a lower interest rate for them, and there's still enough interest in the market to do that. So they don't need to take the mandatory convertible bond, which they still have in their back pocket if they need, but they probably won't need now because they've raised this additional money this week to tidy them over for an additional period.
We're speaking to Brendan Sobey, who is analyst and founder of Sobey Aviation. Brendan, earlier you spoke about it. Vaccines, of course, they've been headline news over the past couple of weeks. Now, Qantas has come out this week to say a vaccination will be a necessity for overseas travellers. But with your, you know, your ear to the ground, are you hearing that that might be the case across the industry?
I think it's really too early to tell. I mean, the Qantas statement, I think you have to put it into context, and there's, you know, there's some caveats to it. Qantas is now operating flights to New Zealand. They haven't resumed the rest of the international network, but they have been talking about potentially resuming flights to Asia, including Singapore, if bubbles open up, or if a bubble with Singapore opens up, or travel reopens. So, and this will be well before the vaccination. That this will be in like the first half of next year. So, and then once there's a vaccination, then I think, you know, it depends on the market, and it depends on the protocols and everything else that's happening in the industry right now in terms of technology and actually like having this kind of like health passport where testing and potentially later vaccinations will be part of this kind of technology that people carry around with them. But it's too early to tell. I think the Qantas remarks were really specific to the U.S. and Europe market. U.S. and Europe, they don't plan to resume anytime soon until after vaccination, until after like basically everybody's vaccinated or enough people are vaccinated needed to be sufficient to fill up the flight. So that's a little bit specific, and I think it's really too early to tell for the wider industry. We have to wait for a while to see what happens with the vaccination and also with some of these other efforts and initiatives in the industry related to health passports and other things.
Yeah, sure, Brendan. And I was just thinking more specifically in the case of Singapore Airlines, at the end of the day, something like that would have to be a collaboration. It's not just incumbent on the airline, is it?
No, everything is a collaboration. I mean, an airline can take a lead, you know, and that's what we're seeing with testing in some cases. So some airlines around the world, you know, like Emirates, for example, quite early on was already requiring testing. Well, in most cases, it's the government or kind of a combination of the government and airlines in particular markets. So there's a lot of stakeholders involved in these things. But, you know, the airlines can take a lead. And if they think that it's like maybe a competitive advantage for them to take the lead because people are more comfortable overall flying them, if they take the lead, then some airlines might take the lead.
We've been speaking with Brendan Sobey, analyst and founder of Sobey Aviation. Brendan, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.